Welcome to Northern Nevada Green Living Podcast, where we support your quest for a happier, healthier, planet-friendly life that supports you, your family, and community.
Today, I'm thrilled to be talking with someone in our community who helps brides by redesigning wedding gowns passed down through generations for them into creations that feel completely their own. I'm talking with Miranda Crosby, the founder of Her Story Bridal and Design and the shop at Hillcrest in Reno. Miranda's love for fashion began early, from dressing her Barbies in original designs to obsessing over Say Yes to the Dress. That passion took her from Reno to Los Angeles, where she studied fashion design at the Fashion Institute of Design and Merchandising, and later worked in the costuming department at Disneyland. Ultimately, her love for bridal storytelling in her hometown led her back to Reno, where she founded Her Story Bridal and Design, built on the belief that every dress carries a story worth honoring. By blending history, sustainability, and custom design, Miranda creates one-of-a-kind bridal experiences that reduces waste, textile waste, while helping brides begin their own next chapter. Through her second business, the shop at Hillcrest, she also created a community-centered space that supports diversity and creativity for local artists, makers, and creatives, making her as much about people and place as it is about design. So Miranda, welcome to the podcast.
Hi, thank you for having me.
Yeah, so you grew up here in Reno and left to study and work in LA and chose to come back. So what made you decide Reno was where you wanted to build your business and your life?
My family is actually from here, so that was kind of my deciding factor to return to Reno, because at the time there was just a lot of, you know, big milestones happening. Like I have a little brother, and, you know, he was growing up, getting ready to graduate. And then I had an older brother who was getting ready to get married. So I had just felt like I was missing out on a lot of like important family things. And I wanted to be closer and around more for that.
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense. So how has being rooted in Reno shaped the way that you design, work with clients, and build community?
So I try my best to, because I grew up here, I kind of know like the style of Reno. Like Reno has a very unique style, a very blended between many different places, which I love. But I also wanted to kind of bring in that like bigger city, high-end vibe that Reno doesn't have too much of, and create a unique experience for brides. So that way, not only do they feel welcomed because I'm still keeping, you know, the Reno feel, but also they feel inspired and feel extra special because it's creating like this different something you would probably find in a larger city like LA.
So when a local bride walks into Her Story with a family gown, what do you hope they feel right away?
At ease. A lot of the times brides will bring in their dress and they just have no idea what they could possibly do with it. And of course, you have all of the other wedding stress happening of like picking your venue and food and finding your vendors. So just be able to give them a place where they can come and just at least have a little bit of peace of mind, knowing that their dress is going to be taken care of and it'll be exactly how they want it.
One other thing I wanted to ask, do you prepare people ahead of time to be kind of thinking about maybe what type of style that they really prefer, shoulders and train and all those fun things before they come and meet with you?
Yes, I try to have them kind of research on their own, like what they like and what they're interested in. But sometimes you just don't know until you talk to someone, like you just need to talk it out. So I'll kind of just start throwing ideas out there when they come to me and kind of see what lights them up. Because sometimes you'll say something and they're like, oh, I didn't know I could do that. I didn't think about that, but I really like that. And because we're doing like a custom process, a lot of the times I can say like, well, let's just do a sample of it. We'll just do a test, see how you like it. And if you hate it, we can change it to something else. So yeah, so they kind of just feel like I say, come with an idea, but it's okay if we deviate.
That's great to know, because I think that's an aspect which is definitely not available if you're just going to go and buy pancakes off the rack. So that's a really an amazing extra perk of doing that. So what's something people in the community might not realize about the emotional side of redesigning heirloom dresses?
I think it's you don't realize how much it means to you until it's almost done. Like you kind of just have this dress and you're like, well, I think I have this idea. I'm not sure how it works. But then after you've gone through the process and then you're standing there in something that is not only passed down, but also it's become your own. Like it's just it feels special because it is special. It's special to you and nobody else has that dress. Like it's one of a kind.
That's amazing. So have you noticed any shifts in how Reno brides are thinking about sustainability, budgeting, or the meaning of weddings?
Yeah, I think a lot of brides now are deviating from traditions. So like whether they want color, like I've noticed that that has been coming in a lot of trying to incorporate color in some way. Or because we are in Reno, we have Tahoe. So brides will want to do like hiking weddings where they go and they hike. So we have to figure out like, okay, so you're going to have your dress. So how are we going to get your dress from here to there with, you know, like out you tripping down the mountain. So coming up with these really innovative ways to achieve these different type of weddings that brides are coming up with, because they're not necessarily just having like the typical, you know, venue vows reception. So,
wow, that's really sharing like how adaptable you are. Wow. The shop at Hillcrest feels different the moment you walk in. So what was missing in Reno that you were hoping to create with that space?
I was hoping to create more community. Like it was less for me about the store itself and more about the people in the store. Like I really wanted to get to know the vendors and the artists in Reno and get them a place where they can come in and they can gather. And then when people come into shop, that they can really see that this is a place that's not only by the community, but it's for the community.
Excellent. So how do you decide maybe which artists, makers, or vendors to bring into the shop? And what values matter most to you?
So I try to have a wide variety because I think everybody, like my dresses and my brides, like everybody has their own personalities and creativity. And so when people shop too, like what one person likes, somebody else might like something different. So I try to find like kind of the very unique thing that might not necessarily, you know, people wouldn't think it would sell other places. Like it's just very unique items. And then when I'm choosing which vendors, it's really important to me of like the collaboration. So as long as they're willing and then they're excited to be there, then that's just enough for me.
Great. Great. So what kinds of maybe collaborations or connections have you seeing happen there and that made you think this is exactly why I started this?
So quarterly, I try to do gatherings with my vendors. So I'll have a dinner or we've had like an ice cream social. So it's just a place that we'll just come together and we'll just share ideas or we'll talk about like upcoming markets or craft fairs that they're doing. Or we can say like, hey, I had this idea for the shop. And it's just like all of us getting to know one another and kind of sharing our own experiences and then also helping our fellow artists as well, because somebody may have already done something and knows that like this works, or they might have a referral that they can refer their fellow artists. So it's just really cool. Like in those moments, just seeing everybody mingling and talking and getting to know one each other, like that's where I'm like, yeah, this is what the shop is all about.
Excellent. It almost has like a cooperative feel to it.
Yeah.
That's really cool. So you've created space not just to sell work, but to host workshops and events. Why was that community building piece so important to you?
Yeah, I just think I think more and more now Reno is starting to get back into art. I just also wanted to have that to offer to shoppers and to the vendors, like if they would like to teach a class or if they just need a space for something, like some of them will have meetings that they need. So I'll just say, hey, you have this space. why not use it? And so also just further spurring that creativity through the workshops and like just everything doesn't have to be serious all the time. And we can just come together for just like a fun night.
So for local creatives, you might be listening and wondering if they belong in spaces like yours, what would you want them to know?
That they do. Everybody is welcome. And it never hurts to ask. So I just say, if you have the thought, just reach out. Like, we would love to talk to you. Like, I love seeing people's work and I love sharing my work. So I say that, yeah, I think there's always space and everybody is welcome.
Nice. Nice. And how do you hope people feel when they walk into your business, whether they're a bride or an artist or just someone curious?
I hope they feel welcomed. Like, I just wanted to make it very personable. So no matter if you're coming in for a dress or you're coming in to look at the local products, that you just feel like I care. Like, I care about you as a person, and I'm not just trying to push a sale.
So what's next for you and your businesses here in Reno? So is there anything that the community should keep an eye out for?
So far, I have nothing major scheduled. I actually just did a fashion show earlier this month. So that was kind of like one of my big events. Hopefully coming up, maybe I'll have some photo shoots possibly. So maybe some new photos coming out. But other than that, I'm just excited to be working with my brides. I have a few custom pieces that I'm pretty excited about. So that's something when I get the photos back eventually, I'll be sharing.
Excellent. And so, do you have a website where you show some of the befores and afters?
Yeah, so I do have a website, www.herstorybridalanddesign.com. But mainly, I keep my social medias updated with all of my work. And so that would probably be the best place. And it's the same, Her Story Bridal and Design. And I'm on Instagram and Facebook.
Great. And so when you think about the legacy that you're building here through dresses, stories, and community, what feels most meaningful to you?
The relationships. Like, that was always important to me, which is having relationships with my clients and just creating that personal aspect between the two of us, because I feel like that just makes a difference. Like, when I go somewhere, I want to feel the person cares. So I want to be that person that it's like, oh, there's Miranda. Like, if you see me on the streets, say hi. Like, I just want it to just be like, I'm here with you. I'm for you. And whatever I can do to help you, that's what I want to do.
And so, thank you so much for sharing all this with us. It was a real pleasure speaking with you. And yeah, looking forward to visiting your space and maybe one day bringing in a dress.
Yeah, that'd be great. Thank you so much.
Thank you for joining us. Check out GoGreenLocally.org website for the Northern Nevada Online Hub for the Eco Action Spotlight and Sustainability at Home and Beyond interactive video maps. As well, feel free to share a local Northern Nevada green event, group, nonprofit, or business in our community sharing directories. If you'd like a monthly list of green events in the Reno Sparks area, visit our website to sign up today.